This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil.
Ukraine's two largest cities came under attack early Tuesday from Russian missiles that killed five people and injured as many as 130. That's according to the Kremlin as it stepped up its winter bombardment of urban areas. Air defenses shot down all 10 of the Russian Kinzhal missiles, which can fly at 10 times the speed of sound. Out of about 100 various types that were launched, according to a Ukrainian commander-in-chief. But other missiles got through in Kyiv and Kharkiv, the provincial capital of the northeastern region. In Kyiv and its surrounding region, four people were killed and about 70 were wounded, while in the Kharkiv region, one person was killed and about 60 others were hurt. A series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan has left at least 62 people dead on Wednesday as rescue workers fight to save those feared trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. Aftershocks continue to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas 2 days after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area. The first 72 hours are considered crucial to save lives after those types of disasters. Water, power, and cell phone service were still down. In some areas, residents expressed sorrow about their uncertain future. A UK pilot and aviation expert said it was remarkable that all people aboard a passenger plane involved in a collision with a smaller aircraft in Japan had actually evacuated successfully. This is VOA News. Finland and Sweden have recorded their coldest temperatures this winter as a cold spell grips the Nordic region. Thermometers in the northern reaches of Sweden have plummeted below minus 40 degrees Celsius. The Swedish broadcaster SVT has reported that the indigenous Sami village in northern Sweden has recorded the temperature of minus 41.6 degrees Celsius. Train operators in Sweden say the cold snap has caused substantial problems to rail traffic in the north. The Swedish Meteorological Hydraulical Institute has issued a warning for snow and wind for central and southern Sweden. In Finland, this winter's cold record was recorded in the northwestern town, where temperatures fell to minus 37.8 degrees. Harvard University President Claudine Gay has resigned amid plagiarism accusations and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing, where she was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. Gay announced a departure, which came just months into her tenure, in a letter to the Harvard community on Tuesday. She and the presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania came under fire last month for their lawyerly answers to a line of questions from a New York representative who asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate the college's codes of conduct. Federal authorities say U.S. Senator Bob Menendez used his international clout to help a friend get a multi-million dollar deal with Qatari investment funds, partly by taking actions favorable to Qatar's government. The new allegations deepen the legal challenges for Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat who already was charged with wielding his political influence to secretly advance Egypt's interest. Superseding indictment filed Tuesday in New York says the senator and his wife accepted bribes of gold bars and cash from New Jersey real estate developer Fred Davies, a reward for several corrupt acts that included his help securing a major investment from the Qatari fund. New York City will ban vendors from the Brooklyn Bridge starting Wednesday. The move is intended to ease overcrowding on the famed East River crossing, where dozens of souvenir sellers currently compete for space with tourists and city commuters. Those who sell items on the bridge acknowledge that vendors have inundated the bridge in recent years, but criticize the city's actions as overly broad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.